Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of ACT, and welcome to another edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief, your fast track to the latest insights shaping clinical operations and drug development. First up, a new ACT-contributed article argues that site initiation represents a critical, fresh start moment that sponsors and CROs can use to improve early trial execution. Rather than relying on completed training as a proxy for readiness, the article emphasizes scenario-based screening exercises, consent roleplay, and simulated protocol workflows to identify execution gaps before first patient visits. The approach aims to reduce early protocol deviations, uneven enrollment, and corrective retraining during the opening months of a study. Up next, in a new Q&A from our sister publication, PharmTech, Lindus Health co-CEO Mary Beckwith reflects on how trends from 2025 are carrying into 2026, with ClinOps increasingly viewed as a strategic differentiator. Beckwith highlights broader adoption of AI to streamline workflows, improve protocol design, and accelerate timelines, alongside expanding use of decentralized trial infrastructure and real-world data. These shifts are enabling faster execution while maintaining scientific and operational rigor in an increasingly competitive development environment. And finally, in regulatory news, the FDA has approved Vanda Pharmaceuticals' Nereus for the prevention of vomiting induced by motion, marking the first new pharmacologic treatment for motion sickness approved in more than 40 years. Nereus is a neurokinin 1 receptor antagonist licensed from Eli Lilly and represents a notable regulatory milestone for a condition that affects both military readiness and a substantial portion of the civilian population. The approval is supported by data from three pivotal clinical studies, including two phase three real-world provocation trials conducted in maritime settings. And that's all for today's ACT brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. As always, thank you for listening.